Hello and welcome, little girl, or potential little girl. This file is a little bit different. It's a meta-feminine conditioning file. It doesn't contain any suggestions of how you behave or what is defined feminine. Instead, it takes what you define as feminine and masculine and makes you behave more feminine and less masculine. Keep in mind that this file makes you condition yourself, so be careful and think about if you really want it. This file will influence you long after you listened. In fact, this file doesn't have any direct changes. The changes will come over time. The other thing is that you will most likely never be able to realize what's going on. It's a slow change. It's one of these changes you can only see in retrospective. And of course, as all the changes will feel really natural, you will always be guilt-free. It will always feel completely normal. So, if that's what you want, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax and get yourself really comfortable. Lay back, close your eyes, relax, take a deep breath, and let's begin. I'd like to talk to you for a little while about the number zero. That's right. Just take a moment, clear away all the distractions in your head. Really think about zero for a little while. It's a very unusual number when you think about it. It's actually unique. Every other number represents something, but zero is all alone, neither positive nor negative. Zero is nothing. It's emptiness made concrete. Just thinking about zero means you're thinking about nothing. Sometimes we need to think about nothing. That's why mathematicians invented zero, because it's important. It's a balance point that all the other numbers revolve around. Think for a moment about a graph. The lines stretch up and down, left and right, all the way out of sight to infinity. But right there, right in the center, they converge at zero. Right at the center, where your eyes are drawn by the crossing lines, all of the positive numbers and all of the negative numbers are drawn down, 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 down to zero. A bit like your eyes, really, when you look at the graph, drawn down to zero. Even the number itself is special. It's a perfect circle, a single line looping round and round and round, endlessly circling the blank, white emptiness in the middle. No matter how many times you follow the circle around and around and around, you can never get away from that blankness. Zero contains nothing inside it, just like it is nothing itself. That's why so many hypnotists use zero in their hypnotic inductions, because they understand that zero is special. Zero is magical. When a hypnotist wants to hypnotize someone really, really deeply, they count down to zero, knowing that the special qualities of zero will help them hypnotize someone. So they count down. 3, 2, 1, 0. And the person becomes entranced because they're thinking about zero and letting it draw their mind into that special white nothing at its heart, looping around and around and lost in the blankness, thinking about zero until their whole mind becomes empty like zero. And when hypnotists count down like that, you know that they're getting closer and closer to zero. And even the anticipation of reaching that special, magical number helps to sedate your mind and get you ready for deep trance. Hypnotists know that too. They use a longer countdown sometimes to give you more time to anticipate trance, more time to still your mind as it gets ready to hear the number zero and sink into a deep trance. You hear 5, 4, and even before the hypnotist can say it, you already know that the next number will be 3. And you know that inevitably, inexorably, you'll proceed down to 2. And there's a certainty to that fall that descends down to 1. And then, waiting at the very bottom, that blankness that is waiting for your mind, and you've known it all along, you've just been waiting to hear 0. And then you're there, within that emptiness, your mind still and calm and quiet. And as you hear 0, you know that 0 is nothing, and you're thinking about nothing. It's like your mind has become a 0, a perfect stillness that everything else converges on. All your thoughts are drawn down to 0, and all your mind is drawn down to 0. Everything flows down to 0 now, leaving your mind blank and empty and relaxed. And you can only imagine how deeply you'd relax when you hear a full hypnotic countdown. How powerfully that would act to blank out your mind and your will and your thoughts. If you spend even longer anticipating that magical mind-emptying 0, you'd hear 10. And as soon as you did, you'd know I was hypnotizing you. And you'd already be thinking about trance, as you heard me say 9. Because you know what hearing those numbers does to your mind. As you hear me count down, and down, and down, down to 8. And you're already anticipating that magical moment when your thoughts just empty out completely. The thoughts tied to the numbers, as the numbers descend to 7, so your mind descends too, knowing that every number takes you closer and closer to trance. So inescapable, so inevitable, because you hear 5, and you know the numbers just keep dropping, going down, and you can't fight it. It's just natural to proceed downwards to 4. Just as natural as it is to sink into trance, your mind already oriented in that direction, already looking ahead to the soft, placid feeling of deep hypnosis, and you see it approach closer as I say 3. And you already know what number I'm heading to as I count. It's already in your mind as I get closer to it with 2. And because it's in your mind, and because it's such a magical number that empties out all your thoughts and leaves you helplessly hypnotized, totally blank and empty, thinking about it makes it hard to think about anything else. And although you hear me say 1, you're already stuck helplessly thinking about what I'm going to say next, knowing it's going to make your mind so soft and blank and deeply hypnotized, knowing it's going to feel so good to relax your mind so completely when you hear that magical, hypnotic, powerful 0. And you're so relaxed now, hearing the number 0, because the number 0 is relaxing. Every time you hear 0, you think of nothing, which means that every time you hear 0, nothing is in your mind. Every time you hear 0, your thoughts turn to nothing, thoughts dwindling down to nothing, as they turn to nothing, as you hear 0 again. And every time you try to think, every time your thoughts try to multiply, they multiply by 0. And anything multiplied by 0 is 0. So it's impossible to think when you hear 0. So it's impossible for you to think when I say 0. I say 0 and you just have 0 thoughts. And your mind is empty. And maybe you think it can't get any emptier. But that's a thought right there. So there must be another 0 hidden beneath that 0. So even though I've counted down to 0 before, I can count down to 0 again. and you think even deeper, go even more blank, become even more thoughtless and mindless and empty, as I count from 10. And when you hear 10, you realize that it's a 1 next to a 0. And even the beginning of the descent anticipates the end, just like you're already anticipating deeper trance to come. 9. And you're picturing the center of the graph, drawing in your eyes and your thoughts. 8. Finding it hard to even think of the numbers I'm counting, because all you can think of is the one number I'm counting to. 7. Those last tiny thoughts circling around and around in your head, spiraling down to nothing as I count down. 6. So nice to be so still and blank, and even nicer to know that you can go deeper, that you will go deeper as you hear. 5. Thoughts so far away now as you relax into the quiet and listen to my voice. 4. And you can see how close you're starting to get to the next plateau of trance, descending down to a deeper level of hypnosis, as you hear me say. 3. Mind and body relax, and letting my voice fill your empty mind. 2. And the descent never stops, because when you hear me count down to 1, you can't help but think of the next number. And we both know that number has the power to blank out your mind, the magical power that you can't resist whenever you hear 0. And you go so still now, so blank and empty. The word 0 and the number 0 making your thought 0. Impossible to have thoughts of your own now. And the magic of 0 has blanked your mind out completely, made it totally empty. And as you drift along in deep thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself laying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. Although the sun shines down on you, there's a slight breeze, making the temperature just perfect. As you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, and so you let the focus of your attention slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. As you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 down into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see the dim silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down into deep, dark emptiness. The only stimuli you can still perceive beside my voice are the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent, of sinking down deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into black, and you're surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent, so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness. As the feeling of sinking fades away, my voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists, only my voice. And now, while you float in this relaxed and comfortable state, feel your body become even more comfortable. You want to go deeper and deeper with me, you want to reach the level where you can experience your fantasies, where you can reach your goals, where you can fulfill your dreams. So let the awareness of your body slowly fade away. Let's start with your feet. Feel your feet becoming more and more relaxed, more and more heavy. Let the awareness of your feet slowly drift away. Maybe you feel them start to tingle a little bit as they become more and more numb. Then let this feeling slowly start flowing upward, slowly start to flow into your legs. Let your lower legs become more and more relaxed, more and more heavy, and more numb. Let the awareness of your body slowly drift away while you drift deeper and deeper into a relaxed and comfortable trance. Now let the numb feeling slowly flow into your upper legs. Feel them tingle, feel them become heavy and more relaxed. You're drifting deeper and deeper into a nice and comfortable trance with every breath you take. Now let the numb feeling slowly start to drift into your waist. Let your waist become more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, and let it become numb. Now, take a deep breath, relax, and let the numb feeling, the relaxing feeling, flow into your chest. Feel your chest becoming more and more heavy. Feel your breathing become more and more relaxed and natural. Your whole body becomes more and more relaxed. You flow deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Now, let the relaxing and heavy feeling flow into your arms. Let your arms become heavier and heavier, more and more relaxed, and let them become numb. Your whole body below your head is now completely relaxed, feeling heavy and numb. You almost lose awareness of your body. Now let the relaxing feeling slowly start to drift into your face and neck. Let your neck and face become relaxed, feeling more and more comfortable. Let your face relax, and then feel how the relaxation starts to permeate into your mind. Slowly starts to penetrate your mind, filling it with more and more of this relaxation, of this numbness. Your mind starts to relax, starts to become numb and blank and empty. It feels so good to let your mind become completely empty, completely relaxed, completely numb, and just float in this state of relaxation. All of your thoughts, all of your worries, all of your doubts, just so far away. You feel so good, so free. Now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0 again. And with every number I count, your mind will drift deeper and deeper into this relaxed trance, will become more and more numb, more and more free and blank. With every number I count, your thoughts will grow more and more silent, and you drift deeper and deeper. And when I reach 0, you will be so relaxed, you will be so deep in a trance that you can fulfill your fantasies, experience your fantasies, and live your dreams. So let's start. 10. Twice as deeply relaxed with every number, twice as deep in trance. 9. Feel yourself drifting deeper and deeper and deeper. 8. You're going so deep, you're so relaxed. You're barely aware of your surroundings anymore, just drifting in this deep, relaxed state. 7. Going deeper and deeper with every breath you take, falling deeper and deeper into this deeply relaxed state. 6. You're going so deep, just so relaxed, flowing deeper and deeper with every number. 5. Only halfway there and already so deeply relaxed, so far away from the everyday world, so deep in a relaxed and comfortable trance. 4. You go deeper and deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. really deep into a relaxed and comfortable trance where you can fulfill your dreams, realize your wishes. 3, almost there, letting your conscious mind go to sleep, drift away and get completely silent so your unconscious mind can help you to reach your goals and fulfill your wishes. 2, drifting ever deeper and deeper into a deep and relaxing trance. 1, almost there, with the next number you will be in a deep and relaxed trance. 0, your mind completely drifting away, you're so relaxed, so calm, and so deep into trance. And now, little girl, that you're so deep in trance, just drifting along, listening to my voice, let's make a few changes. Because this is meta training, little girl. This isn't just telling, do this and do that and feel girly, but this is deep psychological change that will slowly, over time, long after you listen to this file, conditioning you to become more and more feminine, to behave more and more feminine. That's right, my little girl, because what this file will do is it will train your subconscious mind to reward feminine and girly behavior and to punish stereotypical male behavior. All these rewards and punishment will not be severe. Most likely you won't even notice them on a conscious level. It will be so gentle that it just stays subconscious, but it's enough anyway. Yes, little girl, it's enough to slowly condition you to behave more and more feminine and to avoid male behavior and mannerism. Oh, I'm sure you wonder how it will work, my little girl. It's easy, let me tell you. Every time you do something typically feminine, stereotypical feminine, and the beauty of this is, I don't even need to tell you what is stereotypical feminine or stereotypical male behavior. It doesn't matter, because your subconscious mind already knows, and your subconscious mind will be the judge. Your own subconscious mind will be the one conditioning you. So, every time you do something typical feminine, your subconscious mind will give you just the slightest pleasure, just the slightest tingle of pleasure running down your spine, making you feel good, stimulating you. Oh, most likely it won't even be enough that you consciously notice. It's just a good feeling in the background, far away from your conscious mind. Maybe sometimes you notice, maybe sometimes you think about it. You do something typically female, and you will think about it, but it doesn't matter anyway, because if you think about it or not, it will be there. And when you think about it, the thrill, the thought, the kinky thought in itself will give you pleasure. Even if you try to avoid it, even if you try to consciously suppress it, even that's enough to give you the slight tingle of pleasure, the slight doubt you have, it's enough, and it will condition you, the reward causing you to increase the frequency of this behavior. So you will display this behavior more often. It will become more normal to you, more natural to you. And of course, over time, it will become a completely normal behavior, a completely normal mannerism, whatever it is. It will just become normal to you. And the beauty of this mechanism is that it's completely flexible. It can be something as simple as a small feminine gesture or mannerism. It can also be something like wearing panties or even wearing full women's clothes. It doesn't matter. But anything female, any female behavior you do will quickly become normal, will feel good, even if it's just on a subconscious level. It will start to become normal for you. You will do it more often. You will want to do it again and again. And of course, the same works the other way around. Every time you display typical male behavior, stereotypical male behavior, that is, behavior that's wrong for a little girl like you are, your subconscious mind will punish you ever so slightly. And like with the reward, it will just be on a subconscious level. It will be ever so subtle, but it will be there. Maybe you feel a little bit sick, a little bit woozy, maybe the slightest of headache, the slightest pressure in your head. It doesn't really matter. Most people think for real conditioning, you need a strong stimulus. But that's wrong.
doesn't really matter. What's important is that the stimulus is presented in a timely manner within seconds after the behavior, and your subconscious mind will make sure it is. The strength of the stimulus doesn't matter. Even the slightest aversive stimulus conditions your mind to display the behavior less frequent, and even the slightest favorable stimulus will condition you to display the behavior more frequent. So you see, your subconscious mind will train itself, will train you to behave more and more feminine. And of course, the punishment will work the same way as the reward. It's completely impossible to escape it, because if you try to block it, if you try to feel it, if you try to do anything against it, that thought in itself is an aversive stimulus. So even if you do a stereotypically male behavior and try to suppress the reaction, try to feel it and suppress it, this action in itself will represent an aversive stimuli. Because you have doubt, you have fears, you think about it, you try to suppress it, it stresses you. All of those are aversive stimuli. As a matter of fact, if you try to suppress it, it will most likely be much stronger. The conditioning effect will most likely be much stronger. So it's completely impossible to escape it, whatever you do, little girl. But it's okay, little girl, because you will never notice it anyway. That's the beauty of this way of conditioning. You will change slowly. It's not as if you wake up from this file and suddenly behave feminine. No, my little girl. You will slowly change over the coming days and weeks and months. And of course, you will never be able to notice it, because it happens so slow. That's the beauty of the process. Because you never notice it, you will never be able to fight it. It will just happen. Or you will notice, sooner or later. One day you will look back and compare yourself then with yourself before you listen to the file. And then you will know. Then you will know how much you changed. But until then, you will never even realize. It will be so slow, so gentle, and of course it will feel absolutely normal at all times. Actually, you will never really notice. You will never really notice the stimuli, and you will never notice how you change. Oh, you know this kind of change, when you slowly change your behavior, and only notice when you look back after a while. I'm sure you experienced it, and that's what will happen to you with your behavior. Your gender behavior, you will slowly drift towards a more and more feminine behavior, because it just feels so good, because it just feels so right, so natural. And of course, this also means that you will never feel any guilt, because any of these behaviors will be deeply ingrained in your mind, deeply ingrained in your subconscious mind, and deeply conditioned. That means that it will always feel completely normal, will always be completely normal, and there will never be any guilt. It will be so easy for you to embrace your feminine side, embrace feminine thoughts, feminine behaviors, feminine clothing. Whatever you do, it will just come naturally to you. There will never be any guilt. It will just happen. It will just feel good, just natural. And it's natural. It's completely okay. You want to explore your girly side, and it's completely okay to do so. And this file will help you, and it will prevent any guilt. And you might not yet understand how drastic the effects of this file are, but you will see it, little girl. Sooner or later, you will find out, you will look back, and you will realize how much this file changed you. No, how much this file helped you to change yourself, because that is what this file is all about. It's not about telling you what you should do and how you should behave and what's the right behaviors and mannerisms and clothes and even thoughts for you are. No, little girl, all the changes that will happen to you, all the behaviors that you will adopt and all the behaviors that you will reject, it's all already inside your mind, because you hold the template. This file is completely neutral. It will just help you to become what you want to be the real you that's already inside of you, that's already inside of your mind. You set the parameters, and this file helps you to enforce them, to make them a reality, to change you towards them, and to make it feel good, to make it feel natural, and to keep you from experiencing any guilt in living these things. That's right, my little girl. You might not have realized it now, but today you've done the first step of an exciting journey. You will change, it will happen to you. Whether you're aware of it right now or not, you will change into your own ideal feminine picture. That's right, my little girl. And now, little girl, it's time to get you back up out of trance so you can start this exciting process. I will count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. Let's begin. 0. Go a little bit deeper, little girl. Fall a little bit deeper into trance. Let all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your mind. Let them become more effective. And when I count up, my little girl, with each and every number I count, every suggestion will become twice as strong in your mind. Every suggestion will influence you twice as strong. That's right, little girl. 1. Slowly drifting back up. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Coming back up to the surface. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Drifting back up further and further. 7. Take a deep breath. Coming back to your conscious mind. 8. Stretch yourself, almost there. 9. Open your eyes. And 10. Wide awake, feeling alert, aware, awake, refreshed, feeling good. Thank you for listening, and I've hoped you enjoyed. As this file is kind of a proof of concept, please give feedback if you liked it, because if you give feedback, there will be more of these files. Until then, goodbye.